This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
When Pixar's Finding Dory comes out next month, it'll mean hundreds of millions of dollars for Disney. The animated film could also bring a big payday for the aquarium industry, as fans decide they might like a fish of their own at home. But when a particular kind of fish gets a star turn, it's not always good for the species. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jed Kim explains.
Remember that little blue fish in Finding Nemo? What's it called?
Hi, I'm Dory.
Hi, Dory.
Well, Dory is the character's name. The fish species is called, well, actually it's called a lot of things. But mostly it's called a Pacific blue tang. It's a popular aquarium fish. Andy Ryan, a marine biologist at Roger Williams University, says 100 to 150,000 are brought into the States every year. Ryan's worried that number will jump after June.
When you make an animal charismatic, adorable, and just as cute as it is with Ellen DeGeneres, you know, his voice on there, there's nothing you can do to stop people from wanting to, you know, keep that as a pet.
He says there have been anecdotal reports of demand for clownfish jumping by more than 30% after Finding Nemo came out. Others disagree. Sandy Moore is president of Seagrass Farms, which imports and distributes fish.
We didn't see any increase in the demand for Oscillaris or Pakula clownfish at the release of Finding Nemo. We did see an increased awareness overall in aquarium keeping.
Moore says the industry's not anticipating a run on blue tangs. That's important because each of those that gets sold was captured from the wild. And in hotspots like Indonesia or the Philippines, fishermen have been known to use destructive techniques. Efforts to breed blue tangs in captivity are nearing success. Judy St. Ledger is president of Rising Tide Conservation.
I'm hopeful that we potentially could have the first rearing of blue tangs in 2016.
Even so, simple economics will likely keep wild capture in play. Andy Ryan says growing tangs is so challenging and expensive, they'd need to sell for $300 to $500. Right now, they go for $60 to $80. In the meantime, other factors may keep them from getting too popular. One is their size. Sandy Moore recommends an 8-foot-long aquarium.
And it's a long-lived fish. It's a real investment.
Oh, how long do they live?
I believe up to 50 years.
That's a lot of fish food. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.